My parents actually went to college. They went to the University of Illinois. They both graduated from the University of Illinois. My father studied dairy technology. And then my mother, I don't know why, but she studied mathematics, graduated in mathematics, which means she was the only girl in the whole class, I'm sure, in those days. We're talking 1924. So they both graduated from the University of Illinois, and so it was kind of a foregone conclusion at that time that I would just go to the University of Illinois, which I did. And I know you're interested in how I got into structural engineering and architectural engineering. I didn't know anything about it. There was no background that I had that told me anything about it. But the Oak Park High School did have a guidance program, and you could take an examination. It was primarily an examination of what you liked. It didn't have to do with what you were good at, but what you liked to do. And it came out of that examination that I liked to draw. I had been a little bit of a child artist, and that I liked mathematics and science. And this counselor put that together in some basis and came out and said, architectural engineering. I should tell you that I showed up at the University of Illinois, and they put me to work right away making ink wash drawings of historical architecture and so forth. And if you've ever done ink wash drawings, you know that you accidentally drop a little bit of ink someplace and you start over. So it was good training because I had not done any kind of drawing or anything in high school. I was taking basic scientific courses.
And you also took architecture and engineering history classes, didn't you?
Yes, I do want to mention that. I think that's the very significant thing, and it guided me later on quite a bit, is that it was a requirement, of course, that I would take the history of architecture. So I immediately got very interested in historical architecture, Roman and Gothic and Renaissance and all that. And then it was a series of courses. I don't remember how many courses, but the last course was called The History of Modern Architecture. And this course was based on a book that I believe was written by a man named Gideon. I saw works of architecture and engineering that I never dreamed about. I saw the work of Robert Maillard, the Swiss bridge engineer, who at the turn of the century did these fantastic concrete bridges over marvelous mountain gorges in Switzerland. And I looked around at the world and I said, I don't see anything like this being done. This is wonderful work. I loved it. I saw the work of a Spanish architect engineer, Torroja. Interestingly enough, he actually founded an organization called the International Association for Shell Structures, which I joined later on. And of course, I saw the work of Nervi in Italy, where he did these amazing concrete structures, combinations of precast and cast in place for hangars and assembly halls. He was working in concrete. He was forced to work in concrete, I assume, because steel would not be available because of the war situation. We had a semester's course called The History of Modern Architecture that was based on that book entirely. And I was very impressed with what I saw in there. For example, I saw Maillard's great concrete bridges in Switzerland, and the Spanish architect engineer Torroja had done a grandstand. I believe it's in Madrid or near Madrid, and several other shell structures in concrete that impressed me very much. And of course, I was aware of Nervi's work in Italy, where he did these great vaulted structures out of a combination of precast concrete and cast-in-place concrete. And I looked around the Midwest anyhow. I looked around and I didn't see anything like this. And I said, this is beautiful stuff, And I think that was a very important influence on me to have this history of architecture, which I might point out, incidentally, that when you study purely engineering, you really don't, I don't think to this day you get much history of engineering, except maybe a few places. Of course, I saw the work of of various architects, including Mr. Frank Lloyd Wright, who I was acquainted with indirectly. And then, I've already mentioned to you the kind of inspirational teaching that I got from Newland Morgan. I should mention that Newland Morgan, earlier in his career, he'd been a colleague of Hardy Cross, who by then was a professor, maybe a professor emeritus at Yale. And these two men wrote a very significant book, at least significant to structural engineers, where he introduced something called the moment distribution method for analyzing statically indeterminate continuous frames. It brings to mind one of the things that I got out of being in the architectural engineering, as to oppose maybe really civil engineering, was that we did a lot more graphical work. We literally did analysis by drawing, if you can imagine that. And I think that was good training.